This is the 54th meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Today is February the 26th at 3:12. And Representatives Cato, Collins, and Springer are in attendance. Representative Herman and Zawacki are excused. We have a quorum to conduct business. On today's calendar, we got two bills in the second reading and one House concurrent resolution in the first reading. We proceed just in the sequence the way we have them on the program here. First one under consideration is House Bill 392, an act relating to municipal procurement of architectural engineering and land surveying services. We had a first hearing on that, and we hear testimony from a Mr. Ritter and from Mr. Burgess with the Lasting Municipal League. We also have in our file some statements about a concern Senator Sarov had. The bill was held over at my request because I had some concerns about the effect of this bill on small municipalities that are not members of the Municipal League. I have done a lot of talking in the meantime. I'm convinced now that there may be some cases where villages are going to get in some type of a problem. I think the savings clause in the bill that allows municipalities to adopt an ordinance to exempt themselves from that bill is sufficient, and also received statements that the Municipal League may contact or send a letter out to those villages that are not members of the Municipal League, so they are advised of it if this bill becomes law. So is there any further discussion on it or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass out HB 392 with individual recommendations.
Okay. Any objections to that? Hearing no objections, we move the bill with individual recommendations. The next one on the agenda is House Bill 439. That is an act relating to entitlements for municipalities and unincorporated communities and providing for an effective date. We have here this bill. It has generated discussion and opposing views. Basically, it's a simple bill from the standpoint that it just increases the municipal entitlement from 25,000 to 50,000. Which will have a fiscal impact on the total budget to the tune of about $2.6 million. There is, from the operating standpoint, a fiscal note from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs showing zero impact. It doesn't increase the cost for administration. On the record, in the first hearing, we had opposition from Representatives Zawacki and Collins because they feel it's of detriment to the larger urban areas. The purpose of the bill, as we have heard, is that the small communities are experiencing a disproportionate amount of financial problems because not only of the current economic crisis, but also because there is a basic inherent cost of running city government regardless of the size of it. Having said all this, we have a representative from the prime sponsor here. Is there any more discussion or comment on it? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to pass it out of committee with individual.
Chairman, yes. I move that we pass HB 439 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection?
I object just for the purposes of stating that I don't support the bill, but will remove my objection.
Okay. So we pass the bill also with individual recommendation. The third one is House Concurrent Resolution number 50, which is a new bill. It's a pretty simple House Concurrent Resolution introduced by Mr. Taylor. Mr. Taylor is excused, and he asked me to shortly explain to the committee what it is. Before we proceed any further, I have been informed that there is a typo error, a typographical error with the name. Could you inform us which one that is.
Mac, instead of reading M-A-C, should read M-A-C-K in Mac Dunn's name.
Okay, so we're in the bill. That would be on the first page. It's only one page. On line 11, we add a K. And on line 13, we add a K. Well, generically, wherever the name M-A-C appears, it should read M-A-C-K. This being a typographical error, we just make it a technical amendment to the bill and don't have to do anything further.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that we pass HC 50 out of committee and introduce your recommendation.
Did everybody have a chance to look at it, what it does? It's small, everybody does. Okay.
Had a motion
to pass it from committee. Any objections? So ordered. Having no further business, we adjourn at 3:17.
Yeah, it's quite a great time. We didn't.